Consumer advocates say the pandemic has shown why we need right to repair laws. Sabrina Clevenger with the Illinois Public Interest Research Group says a majority of consumer electronics manufacturers don't provide parts or information for consumers or repair shops to make basic repairs, and those gadgets often get thrown out long before it's necessary. Terry Ballantini runs an electronics repair store in Bloomington. He tells Eric Stock the pandemic helped his business, but manufacturers make repair work difficult and expensive for the consumer.
Our business really grew a bit last year because of the pandemic. Unfortunately, people were home, staying home. Kids were doing online, Zoom classes. Parents were working at home. People were just breaking left and right. And so the majority of the things that we saw an increase were tablets, gaming computers, and cell phones, screens and batteries, they would just drain out. So it's amazing that just this influx of broken items because of the pandemic.
And so how did this become a problem for you?
It has been difficult, more difficult over the last year as Apple and Samsung and other manufacturers grow in their product line. They are making it more difficult for the small repair shop on the corner like us. They're making it difficult. We used to replace batteries tenfold every day on smartphones, and we still do. But now if you replace an iPhone battery, you'll get a message that says, oh, this may not be a genuine Apple battery. You might want to be careful for that. And that questions our ability of doing a good repair or people like us. And so when you have circumstances like that, it puts doubt and fear in front of a customer that shouldn't be there, because we have the absolute right of fixing our devices and should have that right. And that's what this whole right to repair law is about.
So what is the risk then to the consumer who takes it into your place of business as opposed to taking it back to the manufacturer?
Well, the first thing is inconvenience. We alone today, we've had customers that come in that are getting pop-ups on their iPad or their phones that they can't get solid answers through Apple, or driving 2.5 hours from, from Bloomington Normal all the way up to Chicago or St. Louis to visit an Apple store. So it's that frustration from those customers that, they rely on us to help them.
And Terry, have you had to turn customers away at any point because they felt that they couldn't have you work on it for fear of perhaps losing their insurance, if you will?
Overall, no. Not really. We do lose customers that come in that want us to be an Apple, certified store, and we are not an Apple certified store. There are some of those that are out there in the nation. We're not. So we don't lose customers overall for that. I think we've built a good reputation, Eric, over the last 9 years that we've been in business, that people know who we are, that we are local, that we are a small business, that we employ local, and we do a good job. And like Sabrina even said further, is that sometimes we know better on a fix than an Apple employee up in Chicago. They've not been in these phones as many times as we have. We've done thousands and thousands of repairs.
To go beyond Apple, they're certainly the behemoth in this conversation. Are there others that have posed problems too that are perhaps, in your view, scaring customers away from taking it to businesses like Terry's?
I would defer to Terry most for the consumer electronics, but there are definitely some other large companies outside of the consumer stuff that have been extremely problematic. And the two main buckets that falls into are really for farming, which is obviously a big thing here in Illinois. John Deere makes it really hard to repair their tractors, which leads to a lot of delays for small farmers. And then the other one that we saw a lot over the summer and through the pandemic really was that a lot of medical equipment manufacturers also use the same tactics and make it really difficult for hospitals to repair essential equipment. And one of the issues that came up was ventilators this summer during the pandemic. We talked to a lot of hospitals across the country with our national team that had in-house technicians who were capable of repairing that equipment, but it was software locked or they didn't have access to the diagnostic tools that they needed to fix it. And so these ventilators just sat unused in hospitals for weeks waiting for a manufacturer to come out to repair it.
That's Sabrina Clevenger with the Illinois Public Interest Research Group and electronics repair store owner Terry Ballantini with Eric Stock. The research group says Illinoisans dispose of 429,000 tons of electronic waste every year. Clevenger says the group is talking to lawmakers about drafting right-to-repair legislation. Consumer advocates have begun similar efforts in 25 states.